The exhibition Wounded Home has just opened at the Lloyd Library, but it's been a project underway for some time. Anna, what exactly did the library have in mind when you were beginning to think about this exhibition?
In 2011, we were aware that the Civil War sesquicentennial was upon us, and we wanted to do something meaningful, maybe something medically. So we started doing a little digging, and 2013 ended up being kind of a two-event thing for us. One, 2013 is the 150th since the only battle of the war in Ohio, Morgan's Raid. And then just by happy coincidence, 1863, same year, is also when John Uri Lloyd came to Cincinnati as a 14-year-old kid to get his first apprenticeship in pharmacy. So those two events, I guess, happily coincided, and we decided we would aim for this year. And so I knew Kate had a little interest in some Civil War resources from a project a few years ago. So sent her an email, would you be interested? And of course she was, and we got the ball rolling almost 2 years ago.
So what can you tell us about how your thinking went when you were working out a plan?
Well, I asked Anna and Maggie what they would think about a group show and what they would think about a very ambitious plan, which would be to transform the entire gallery into a room within a room. They were immediately very excited, and we actually brainstormed the title just in that initial conversation.
Right.
In talking about how the focus would be not so much on military battles per se, but more on how the war affected people in their homes, the aftermath, caring for people, soldiers who were wounded, and just all of that kind of thing that's sort of tied in with the Lloyd's resources.
Well, there are seven artists, including yourself, Kate, and each of you working on individual ideas. And as curator, how did you manage to keep things organized?
Well, it's been interesting because we did have our overall theme, and we did talk about how we wanted to be inspired by this idea of the room within a room, kind of a parlor idea. But I didn't say, okay, to each artist, why don't you make this and you make that? Well, why I selected each artist was because I felt like they would bring something unique and wonderful to this idea. And that's pretty much what happened. People just, oh, yeah, I would like to work with wallpaper. And that was MJ, Mary, Joe, Bowl, wanted to do wallpaper. And that just kind of came up. We're like, great, awesome. That works with our plan. Celine Hawkins, who does wonderful sculpture, metalwork, said, got interested in chandelier and something with a light. So it all just sort of fell into place.
Tell us about your piece.
When Anna asked me, I had this idea for a long time of a piece that I could see happening from a resource that I just picked up at the Lloyd working on another project quite a while ago, which is this multi-volume set of Civil War records, medical surgical records. And the images in it will just break your heart. They're photographs of soldiers as they're healing. So it's post-healed amputation pictures, photographs, actual photographs. And then there are these lovely, I mean horrible, but lovely and large images of bullet wounds, exit entrance wounds, and just all kinds of wonderfully, beautifully colored, but still horrible images of amputations and all of the things that they were studying afterwards to try to learn something, I assume. That's why all the records were kept. So I had a particular image in mind, and I just thought, oh, that would make fantastic upholstery material. And so when we were initially thinking, I thought, oh, this would be great because I would have a reason to put this thing together and then have these other things around it. So in a sense, it was very selfish.
Anna, the artists were asked to combine text and images from the library and museum's own collection. In working with them, were there any requests you really hadn't expected?
Not necessarily. I mean, we get the craziest requests all the time. Some people ventured a little bit further afield, but within reason, and I think that was a little bit of a surprise, but it's stuff that somehow can all be tied in. Like, some people are really fascinated by disease, and that took more lives than bullets in the Civil War. So some of our resources are a little bit further afield time-wise than that, but it's a timeless problem. And so we just try to be as flexible as possible because on top of the gallery exhibit, a handful from each of the artists of the books that they used will also be on display. So you get a really unique opportunity to see inspiration to final project, which you don't usually get to do. So we get to provide that experience for people, which we're excited about.
And Kate, is there any particular piece that surprised you or went in a direction you hadn't expected?
Well, I sort of had an idea how I thought each artist might approach the challenge. As far as anything that was really a surprise, well, a unique opportunity that presented itself because Celine Hawkins, who is one of our artists, also runs a business with her husband, Jared Hawkins, Hawkins & Hawkins, and they agreed to take on the transformation of the gallery, which is a huge job. In our conversations, we started talking about, oh, what about some kind of a fireplace? And just what could we do with that? And that they would build the opening for it. That was the key. That you wouldn't ordinarily get that in a gallery that's already built. So that was a very unique opportunity, and Debbie Broad and I took that on and have a video project that's in this fireplace opening, and that was a surprise.
The Lloyd Library and Museum is one of those hidden assets of Cincinnati, and many people aren't really aware of it. Tell us just a little bit about what a visitor can find there, Anna.
Sure. You can find everything from basic gardening how-tos, what's the best native plants for my garden, to hardcore botanical taxonomic science, but also some really fascinating natural history materials. This year actually marks 520 years of publishing history in the library, particularly focused on medicinal botany. Our earliest volume is 1493. So it's a fun year for us all the way around with this exhibit and to, you know, realize how much wealth of knowledge we have related to medicinal botany, some of which comes out for the show, and then just kind of a wide range of things that are tangential off of that. We've got kids programming and kids drawing classes, and they get to come in and handle rare books, which for most of them, that's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. And so I think, you know, if you don't know the Lloyd Library, it's a good opportunity to come down and see the show. It has a really wide appeal.
Well, congratulations to you both for what surely must be one of the most thought-provoking and individual recognitions of the sesquicentennial of our Civil War. Thanks so much for coming in to talk with us about it.
Thanks for having us, Jane.
Thank you, Jane.
We've been talking with Anna Herron, Outreach Coordinator for the Lloyd Library and Museum, and Kay Kern, Guest Curator for the exhibition Wounded Home, On View There Now. For more information, cwvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Jane Durrell.